Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The CDC has new data out on how often you should get boosted for COVID-19. To explain, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Peter Chin Hong, professor of medicine and infectious disease expert at the UCSF School of Medicine. Thanks, doctor, for joining us. What is the CDC saying now?
Well, the CDC is saying, Eric, that people of any age group don't need to get an additional booster once 6 months has elapsed. And, you know, I think the implication is we'll all wait for that annual shot in the fall, which will come together with the flu shot.
So why did it take so long for the CDC to decide this is the way to do it?
Well, I think there are a lot of forces happening right now. There is the ending of the state public health emergency, which already ended. There is the looming ending of the federal, state of emergency. And, you know, there, on the other hand, other countries like Canada and the UK saying, you know, we want to prioritize shots for one segment of the population rather than everyone. So I think it's no new data. It's just, different interpretations of the same numbers. And hence, because we don't have evidence of how long these boosters will actually keep people away from the hospital, you know, there's some disagreement from country to country.
You know, you got to figure that there are going to be some people out there who will want a booster regardless of what the CDC recommendation is. Is there a downside? Can you get overboosted?
Well, there's a theoretical downside where the body will remember the older version of the vaccine because that's a predominant signal it had. But in practical terms, there's no real downside. We know that they're very, very safe. I think there is no real evidence of over-vaccination at this point. Certainly 6 months after your last one, if you're vulnerable, that is, if you look at some of the other guidelines, over 65, over 70 in the UK, over 80 in the in Canada, or if you're immune compromised, it's probably not a bad idea to talk to your healthcare provider about whether or not it might be time for you before the fall.
So what are you hearing about how close they are to developing that combination flu shot booster?
Well, it's been delayed by about a year. In terms of the science is already there. There is an mRNA vaccine, of course, as people know, for COVID. There's also a developed mRNA vaccine for influenza. And the idea is you can put the two similar vaccines together in the same vial and give it to people. But I think they wanted to have some more data before having a submission to the FDA. So I think probably a delay in a year. So this year, it sounds like most people will still be getting two shots.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Peter Chin Hong, professor of medicine and infectious disease expert at the UCSF School of Medicine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.